I would hear the moan wafting across the hills and fields and know that, in perhaps a half an hour or so, one of the living dead would be paying me a visit. In instances such as these, I would stop dead in my tracks, then patiently prepare myself for the attack. I would unclasp my pack, stretch my limbs, sometimes just find a place to sit quietly and meditate. I always knew when they were getting close enough to strike. I always took the time to bow and thank them for being so courteous to warn me. I almost felt sorry for the poor mindless filth, to come all this way slowly and methodically, only to end their journey with a split skull or severed neck.
Did you always kill your enemy on the first strike?
Always.
He gestures with an imaginary ukupasai.
Thrust forward, never swing. At first I would aim for the base of the neck. Later, as my skills grew with time and experience, I learned to strike here.
He places his horizontal hand against the indentation between the forehead and nose.
It was a little harder than simple decapitation, all that thick, tough bone. But it did serve to destroy the brain, as opposed to decapitation, where the living head would always require a secondary blow.
What about multiple attackers? Was that more of a problem?
Yes, in the beginning. As their numbers swelled, I began to find myself increasingly surrounded. Those early battles were untidy. I must admit I allowed my emotions to rule my hand. I was the typhoon, not the lightning bolt. During one melee at Tokachidake, I dispatched 41 in as many minutes. I was washing bodily fluids from my clothes for a fortnight. Later, as I began to exercise more tactical creativity, I allowed the gods to join me on the battlefield. I would lead groups of beasts to the base of a tall rock, where I would crush their skulls from above. I might even find a rock that allowed them to climb up after me, not all at once, you understand. One by one, so I could knock them back into the jagged outcroppings below. I was sure to thank the spirit of each rock or cliff or waterfall that carried them over 1,000-meter drops. This last incident was not something I cared to make a habit of. It was a long and arduous climb to retrieve the body.
You went after the corpse?
To bury it. I couldn't just leave it there, desecrating the stream. It would not have been proper.
Did you retrieve all the bodies?
Every last one. That time after Tokachidake, I dug for 3 days. The heads I always separated. Most of the time I just burned them. But at Tokachidake, I threw them into the volcanic crater where Oyamatsumi's rage could purge their stench. I did not completely understand why I committed these acts. It just felt correct to separate the source of the evil. Like any garden, Japan could not be allowed to wither and die. We would care for her. We would preserve her. We would annihilate the walking blight that infested and defiled her. And we would restore her beauty and purity for the day when her children would return to her.
Just a few civilians against 1 million zombies?
I might be facing 50 million monsters, but those monsters would be facing the gods.